There are MAGA voters who are feeling betrayed right now. Why? Because we were promised an Epstein's client list, and we were just told that it doesn't exist. I voted for Donald Trump in 2020. I voted for Donald Trump in 2024, and I would have voted for Donald Trump in 2016 had I been old enough, and I want to give my honest reaction today of the Epstein client list not coming out. Because for me, going into 2024, it was something that was very, very important. I think that's true for almost every single MAGA voter. I even think that's true for a lot of people who didn't vote for Donald Trump or don't usually vote Republican, though I do think there are some Democrats, obviously, who are very happy that an Epstein client list isn't coming out, if you know what I mean. I'm going to talk a little bit about how people at large feel about this, because there was actually some data that came out about how everyday Americans feel about the Epstein client list not coming out and how Donald Trump's approval rating has changed. Right now, though, my honest reaction is confusion. We were told that Pam Bondi had them on her desk. You'll remember she was in a Fox News interview. She said those words exactly. She said, all the files are on my desk. I'm just looking through them and then I'm putting them out. We were told as well that this would be a priority for the Trump administration. We were told this over and over and over again. And now we're being told that they don't exist. I'm confused about it. Trump was actually asked about it yesterday, and he was kind of mad about being asked a question, which I didn't think was a great look. It was a little bit weird. Take a look at that interaction.
Sure.
Could I just interrupt for a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
So not Trump's best look, in my opinion. In terms of optics, this is not a good move. I don't know why he did this. It is very important to most of MAGA what happened with the people who went to the island with Epstein. So again, brushing it under the rug, not a good thing. Optics aside though, I think we all have to face some harsh truths about this case. There are a lot of people on the internet right now growing the conspiracy that Trump is part of the files and that is the reason why they didn't get released. Here is the problem with that analysis, in my opinion. And again, I always interact with you guys in the comments. I want you to comment down below what you think about this. Maybe you disagree with me, maybe you agree, but this is just as far as I can tell. The problem with that analysis is it ignores the fact that Democrats could have released them when they were in power. And now the counter argument to that is that people will say, oh, but the Democrats were also in the list. They were high-ranking Democrats, so they figured we don't want to release that. My counter to that counter is this. Don't you think that they would have selectively released the stuff about Trump anyway? Because when we're talking about a list, it's not like Epstein just had a carefully, you know, black book list out. That wasn't the case. What we were hoping for was that the FBI would go through all of the data and compile their own list of the clients that they saw through hundreds and maybe even thousands of pages of documents and data. And so it would have been very easy for Democrats to go through and been like, oh, that's the little part where Donald Trump was mentioned. Let's just release that part. And we'll leave out all the stuff about the Democrats. That didn't happen. And so that's one reason why I'm skeptical of that theory. Also, I do have to say that if I trust anybody, I trust Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. I know a lot of people have a problem with that, but hear me out. If I cannot trust those two, who can I trust ever? I can't trust Donald Trump. I can't trust Thomas Massie, Rand Paul. I don't care who you like in politics. You know, as a general rule, I think a lot of conservatives don't love politicians, just generally speaking, but most people still like a couple. And for me, if I can't even trust Dan Bongino, who's talked about this on a show literally a bajillion times, I don't know who I can trust anymore. I just don't know. And so at some point, I have to look at the people I trust the most and think, well, they saw more than I did. I don't have any counter data. And so I kind of, to a degree, have to go with what they're going with. I just can't vote for nobody. I can't support nobody. At some point, I have to trust somebody if I'm being practical in politics. And if you disagree with that, then go stick your head in a hole and do nothing. That's the only other alternative that I can see. So again, I go off the evidence that I can see in front of me. The evidence that I see in front of me right now is that there are men that I trust that went in to find the Epstein clients and again would have benefited greatly from them because, of course, that's what everyone wanted them to do. They'd be heroes. And they went in and they couldn't find them. Now, again, that doesn't mean they don't exist. I'm obviously Epstein had clients. That's not what I'm saying. I think they may have been destroyed by the past administration. I think that's a very real possibility. Or maybe Epstein never wrote them down and did a very good job hiding it. I think either of those are very plausible. But it does mean that they were not in the files, as far as we know, that the FBI had as of when Kash Patel became the director of the FBI. One of the big frustrations Republicans are having right now, and this is rightfully so, by the way, is that Pam Bondi said she had them on the desk. Why would she say that? Well, she was actually asked this. This was just yesterday in the same interview with Trump, and her response was really interesting. Take a look.
In February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night.
Okay, so based off that info, this is what I think happened. And again, I'm not just making things up. People can make up all kinds of conspiracy theories all they want. I'm just going off of the data that I have in front of me. I think Kash Patel and especially Pam Bondi wanted to be the heroes. This was obviously a huge thing for them. It would have been a massive victory. They saw that they had files on Epstein, but they didn't know the whole contents because obviously it's hundreds and probably thousands of pages long. And I think they jumped the gun on this big time. They wanted to get it out really fast at the beginning of Donald Trump's administration. In fact, Donald Trump probably told them to go as fast as they could on that as possible to get an early win and win capital with the American people. I think they made it seem like they had the clients list when in reality, it was just a ton of information that they didn't really know what was in there. And they just assumed, oh, it says Jeffrey Epstein. There are clients in there. Obviously, that's what they assumed. In terms of the client list, I think that the past administration destroyed it, or I think the list was never really existed. It never existed. I think Epstein maybe did a good job of covering for it and covering for his clients. And eventually he was offed in jail because of it. Because again, I'm not saying he didn't have clients. They had them. I think that he was offed in jail because he had no list and he could have ousted these people. And so for that reason, he couldn't last any longer. Again, until I see the actual evidence for the fact that they say that he took his own life. It could be true. Until I see that video, I'm not going to believe that. I can only deduce the information I see in front of me. To me, it seems like he did not off himself. It seemed like people had very real incentives to do it. Again, I'm not going to speculate on who right now. I have some ideas. I don't know how friendly YouTube would be to me if I talked about it. But in any case, I need more evidence before I'm going to believe that part of the story from Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. The people who are mad at Trump over this are merely speculating. They do not have more data than the rest of us. And that's fine, but you just don't have evidence. Like, if you want to speculate, totally okay. I just feel like people need to understand that that's all it is. It's a speculation. We act like people's theories are facts sometimes. They're not. They're just conspiracy theories. Once I see the facts, then I'm totally all in to change my opinion. I've got no problem with that. Elon Musk as well. He's coming out and saying that Trump is on the Epstein list. He said Steve Bannon was as well. I'm no fan of Steve Bannon, so this is not me trying to cover for him. But him saying that is not good enough. Elon Musk just saying it is not. It's just trolling. It's just trolling. If Elon Musk really saw the list and Donald Trump was on it, why didn't he release it? That's more incriminating on Elon Musk, if anything. He saw the list and said nothing until he, you know, got at odds with Donald Trump. It makes no sense. Why isn't he ousting everyone else on the list as well? It's because the reason why is because he didn't see the list. He's just feeding the conspiracy theories, trying to troll like he always does. And I think that's actually really damaging, not just to the Republican Party, but to Americans at whole and our trust in our institutions. In terms of what the public thinks, We just got a new poll on Trump's approval rating. This is after all of this went down. This is actually by state. And I think state matters a lot because, again, we go through approval ratings nationally, but that's not how we decide elections. And so by state is more interesting because you get to see what's happening in the swing states. And honestly, guys, it doesn't look bad for Trump at all. I don't think people are really having a problem with what happened. You can see it right here. This is from the Morning Consult. At the very top, you have swing states. And he's +6, +6, +6 in North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, and +1 in Arizona and Pennsylvania. The only swing states he's underwater in is Michigan and Wisconsin. And you'll notice, if this is how an election shaked out, he would win. He doesn't need Michigan and Wisconsin if he has the other ones. The other ones below this are just red states, because not only are we looking at, you know, how are the purple states doing, we want to look at how are Donald Trump's base doing. And if you look, this is just some of them. Wyoming's at 44+. That means 44% more people approve of him than disapprove. You have West Virginia at 33, North Dakota at 27, Idaho at 26. I've looked at these states in the past. They look about the same for Trump as they always had. So if the election again were held today, Trump would win. I don't think this is going to be a long-running issue for him, for J.D. Vance if he runs in 2028, for Republicans at large. The data just doesn't back that up right now. I think the real problem is having an administration with Dan Bongino, mostly Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, who let people's hopes get up before even seeing the facts. They needed to chill out, look at the facts, actually tell Americans what is happening. If Donald Trump wants to avoid the scandals like this, he needs to temper people's expectations and get his cabinet to do the same thing. Growing your business is amazing, but it's very, very difficult. Accountants, sales guys, marketing specialists, they're all essential for scaling your business, but it can be incredibly expensive, and the quality of the talent that you're looking for can be lacking. And that's why I partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with those accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, sales assistants, you name it, working in the exact same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. The average company right now is saving over $20,000 in labor costs with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant isn't a recruiter. It's not a marketplace. It is a high-touch resourcing solution. Every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that they're the right cultural and operational fit for your business. Right now, they're being incredibly generous with just my viewers. They are giving all the businesses with me just 1 month completely free. You don't have to pay at all. You get 1 month to see how great the talent is for yourself. Go check it out right now. In order to get that great deal, go to the link in the description below. We have new data for how Trump's tariffs are doing as we wait for some of these tariff deals that are going to be coming out in the coming weeks. And this is according to Leading Report. These numbers are staggering. What you're seeing right now is according to Secretary Scott Bessent. He announced a significant increase in tariff revenue, $100 billion collected so far this year. They project that it'll be $300 billion by the end of 2025, and that is $2.8 trillion over the next 10 years. So this is bringing in a ton of money right now. It's revenue that the government didn't have before. In fact, I think that this revenue should have been weighed when we were talking about the Big Beautiful Bill and that big debate. I think this should have been weighed against the debt the Big Beautiful Bill would have increased. Because if you look at it and you take the two, they almost cancel each other out completely. And I think that should not have been ignored. People weren't talking about it. People who are sponsoring the Big Beautiful Bill and Donald Trump himself didn't talk about that. They should have. Now, right now, the tariffs that are in place, there's not a ton in place. Most of them are going to be implemented either today or August 1st. The main ones are cars are at 25% tariff. Steel is at a 25% tariff, and then there is a blanket 30% tariff on China right now. All the other tariffs, like I said, are either going to go into effect today because they were postponed, or August 1st. So for all the people out there saying that they are not feeling the tariffs yet, that's because it hasn't hardly really begun. If you've bought a car, the goods that the tariffs already have, for instance, if you bought a car, it is more expensive. Right now, 4 to 8% increase in price because of the tariffs. And right there kind of in lies the problem that we're dealing with. If you haven't bought a car or you're not, you know, a business looking to buy in China, you're probably not feeling tariffs right now because they haven't gone into effect. But once they will, you have to understand that that $100 billion collected came from one place, and it came from one place only. And I've talked about this a bajillion times on my show. It came from the American consumer. That's just a fact. It didn't come from China. It didn't come from businesses. It got passed along to the consumer. That's how economics works. A business isn't just going to pay a tax. Businesses never pay taxes. It always goes down to the consumer. So people have to understand that. It's a huge tax on them. Now, again, if that's how we want to do taxes, I'm all for that. I don't have a problem with that. The problem is let's first get rid of the property taxes and the income taxes, then we can add the tariffs. And my problem is that we just passed the Big Beautiful Bill, and it kind of betrays these tariffs. It kind of betrays everything the Big Beautiful Bill is about. The Big Beautiful Bill was all about lowering taxes. That's what had to happen. At the end of the day, that was the central part of the legislation, is that it was going to renew what Trump did in 2017. And the tariffs basically just offset that completely. And I think the American people deserve to know that. I'm a big fan of Trump. Obviously, I'm a Trump supporter. If you've been watching the show, I'm very conservative on that front. But these tariffs cannot exist simultaneously with the other taxes, because it hires taxes for everybody, not just rich people or poor people, literally everybody, way more. I mean, it is a huge tax in terms of inflation on the goods that you're going to try to buy. So if you hate income and property taxes, just know there's another tax on. Everybody should fight to get this off as much as possible, unless they love being taxed an extra 20, 30%, like for your cars, where you're paying 8% more for the same car that you paid 6 months ago for. The progressive left is a cult. They act like a cult. They do crazy things like a cult. And I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. It's only $9.99 on Amazon. I talk about some crazy stories that I know you'll enjoy seeing. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can check out another video right here.